Good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Have you ever driven past the Lake Washington Arboretum and seen those concrete ramps that extend out over the water and then stop? We call those the ramps to nowhere. They are useless, but they're worth preserving, says Seattle City Council member Jean Godden. She helped prevent those ramps from being part of a new highway more than 40 years ago.
Well, they were going to build a freeway through the Arboretum. It would have gone through the Arboretum, and then it would have gone through Lake City, right up 23rd Avenue.
Yeah, Duwamish to Bothell, right?
Yes, exactly. It was going to be called the R.H. Thompson, after one of our famous city engineers, who I think would probably have felt rather upset if he knew that they were going to build this freeway through the Arboretum.
This is in
And
the late 60s, early
this was in
70s.
the late 60s when the State Highway Department, overseen by a particular legislator named Al Leland, and we used to call him Asphalt Al because he never saw, a freeway ramp or a ramp to anywhere that he didn't love.
You hated this freeway idea even back then?
Oh, indeed. We were a group that were opposed to it, and we formed, and I named the group Citizens Against Freeways. And surprisingly enough, after an awful lot of litigation, a lot of to-do, why we managed to defeat it.
Why were the partially built ramps not immediately demolished?
Well, I don't know. It's a good question. At the time, I guess they didn't feel it was important. Maybe they thought they'll keep them for a while, and maybe people will change their mind, but they never did. No one ever wanted to get rid of the Arboretum. It's a wonderful, wonderful botanical garden.
They did make nice diving platforms when I was a student at the University of
Good for
Washington.
sunbathing and sometimes minus apparel.
Yes, I may or may not have been clothed
Yes,
when that was happening.
absolutely. Exactly.
Well, now Highway 520 is being expanded and the ramps to nowhere are set to be demolished. Why are you against that?
Well, actually, I'm not. What I am is I am concerned that we have some kind of memorial for the people who worked so very hard to defeat the freeway.
What kind of memorial do you want?
Well, I don't know. I know that the Arboretum people feel that they could probably do something along those lines, but they don't want to leave the ramps to nowhere. They want to take them down, both for safety and environmental reasons.
Right.
And they say that, well, we will have some kind of a memorial and maybe even have a piece of one of the ramps.
Even a ramp or a piece of a ramp, ironically, we're talking about a concrete memorial to the opposition to concrete.
That's
Back in
true, exactly. So I guess you could think of it as a sort of an irony.
So if there is this concrete memorial of some kind left in the Arboretum, for the 99.9% of the people passing by, driving by, who don't know what it's a memorial to, isn't it just homely?
Well, it probably is. Certainly, it's not beautiful. I mean, we didn't think concrete ramps were beautiful at the time by any matter of means. What some people thought that might happen is that they might be left kind of as an arch.
Are all freeways bad? Would
No,
you get rid of
no, I wouldn't.
590, 520?
No, I wouldn't. But I would say that the network of freeways that some people were pushing on Seattle, so that Seattle really would have only been a big intersection, was a wrong idea.
Seattle City Council member Jean Godden, interested in preserving some version of the ramps to nowhere. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.